Okay. So this week is week number 5 in Pirkei Avos. So some of the beginning Mishnayos start off with by saying Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu Olav Hashom Va'omad Bechulam. There were 10 tests for Avram Avinu, and you don't have it on the source sheet here, but of what we've said many times before from Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Ruach HaChaim, I believe he brings down that here when we talk about the tests, he's no longer called just Avram, he becomes Avraham Avinu. Whereas the previous Mishnayos in this parak, we're talking about 10 generations from Adam until Noach, 10 generations from Noach until Avram, but then it didn't say Avram Avinu. Now we talk about the Nisyonos that he passed, so that's the inyan of Avinu, because a father gives over their DNA. So we are the biological and the spiritual descendants of Avraham Avinu. He gave us the koach to overcome our Nisyonos. Ba'omad v'chulam, he was able to withstand all them. Lahodia kamach ibasa shel Avraham Avinu ol v'sham. Say how beloved was Avraham. And then, continuing with the theme of tens, the next Mishnah, Asar nisim nasu avaseinu b'mitzrayim v'asara al hayam. There were 10 miracles that happened by the Kriyas Yamsuf, and ten first of Mitzrayim, 10 by Kriyas Yamsuf. Esther makos Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Mitzrim b'Mitzrayim ve'Esther al Hayam. There were 10 makos. There were 10 here. We're familiar with this from the Haggadah. Asar nisyonu nisu avaseinu es hamakom. Baruch Hu b'Midbar. We tested Hashem 10 times. Shneimar v'yanasu osi ze eser pa'amim v'lo shamu v'koli. You didn't listen to my voice. So what's this idea about tens? What's the connection over here? 10 generations, 10 tests, 10 miracles. So as we've been doing this this year, we've been learning from the Sefer Levaron. And I'll share with you comments that he has by connecting these Mishnayos. He says, Yesh l'kasher es ha-mishnah. I'm sorry. Dela'el l'katani asar nisyonos nisnasu avram avinu ol v'shalom v'om v'chulam. V'hekti mashti isa v'medrash huva b'rashi in parshas v'era. Shehispayra kodesh baruch v'avram. Hashem, so to speak, was glorified through the actions of Avraham when he withstood the Akedah. Kishamarti lo kach no es bincha. When I told Avraham Avinu to take your son, velel sham la ola, bring him as a korban ola, hayalola hashiv es molamarti. Yesterday you told me, ki b'yitzchak yikar el chazera. You promised me that Yitzchak is going to be my zera, my children, my progeny, my legacy. The ach shavat amali. Now you're saying to me, helel la ola? You're contradicting yourself, Hashem. It doesn't make sense. But he didn't. Meaning, the tiferes of Avraham was in the fact that he didn't respond when he could have had a good taina. That's the medrash which Rashi quotes. Because of the zokin, whose name was Yismach Moshe, shezeh zechus godol Avraham shlo. Here are klal achra kodesh baruch lehiksha klum. That the big zechus over here is that Hashem was not second guessed at all by Avram Avinu, and there were no kashas. Vazeh hakodesh baruch mishalim lo mida kenegem mida. So since Avraham didn't second guess Hashem and didn't ask any questions, so then the reward is mida kenegem mida. Now to understand, I believe you point out in other contexts when we talk about Hashem's attribute of being mida kenegem mida. Included in that, oh, Shalom Moshe, welcome. Included in this idea of Mida Keneged Mida means that Hashem is HaKol Yochol. Hashem can do everything. Because, meaning, Mida Keneged Mida, whatever you do is going to come back to you. So that means whatever you do, Hashem can respond the way. Hashem can do anything. So Hashem responds this way in his Mida Keneged Mida. Uvesha She'en Yisrael Zechus. And at a time when the Klal Yisrael didn't have any merits. And those in Shemaim who want to make an accusation against the Bnei Yisrael, why are they acting this way? What do you want? What are you trying to accomplish? Their ancestor, Avram Avinu, he could have asked Akasha, but he didn't do it. Logic dictates, So I have to behave the same way to the children of Avrahinu, to me and to you. Lehetiv lahem, l'hakosh lahem klal. Not to ask any kashas on their behavior. Ah, it seems to be a stira? No. Uvezeh bir avon zok and zekach tzok vrocha b'kedushas yom tov. Maimer ha-medrash. The medrash says, in Breishis Rabbah, Perek Nun Hei, b'schar sheboko Avram Avinu atze ola. In reward for the fact that Avram Avinu cracked, snapped, he broke the wood to bring the Ola, Zochaka Hayam Lifnei Ben Israel. In that same Zechus, for that action, Hashem, so to speak, Bokeh, he broke, he cracked open the Yam Suf. Shnemar, Vayivka Ate Ola, Vanemar Lahalan, Vayivku Ha'am. So you make a connection between these two events. On the one hand, the Akedas Yitzchak, and on the other hand, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the connection between Parshas Va'era, Parshas B'Shalach. If you remember, we had the community-wide Tehillim. Seems like not so long ago, when Rav Asher Weiss suggested that during this time period, we should be saying the Parshas of Ketores and the Parshas of the Akedah. So there's a big zechus by speaking about this, and it's brought down in halacha. It doesn't mean just to read the parsha of Akedas Yitzchak, it means to understand the mysterious nefesh that was involved in that. And that's exactly what's the zechus for us, ad hayom hazeh, that Hashem's not going to respond. Ki matzina b'medrash, yalkut in parashas b'shalach, shahay kitrig ma nishtana elu me'elu. The malachim were asking, what difference do the Klal Yisrael have from the Mitzrim, lahavdil? Imkein ha'akusha al Yisrael, so if there was a kash on the Bnei Yisrael, on Zuchus Avram Avinu al Vashalom, the Maisa Ha'akeda, Shegam hu lo hikshe klum al Hashem Yisborach, Alma lehem, Lahoshiyam ba'avaso, Mibli sheyikshe alehem dover, Adkan l'shono. So we see that from the fact that Avram was able to go through this, and now we're seeing where he's going with this, that's the connection between the two Mishnayos. The first Mishnah in the third Mishnah said, Avinu had 10 nisyonos, and he stood them. We saw how much chibud had. And then it says there were 10 miracles that were done at Yamsuf. So now we understand. It was a mida k'neged mida. Because Avinu did this, his descendants, were able to get these miracles done for us. And then the Lev Aaron continues and says, Uvezeh yizbar shaychas mishnayis. So now we can come back and understand what's the connection between the two different mishnayis. Asar nisyonos niznasa Avram Avinu all of Asholom v'mechulam. Avram had the 10 tests and he withstood them all. V'gam bizman shahaylo lahashiv laharher. That's the key line. He could have had a taina, a very good taina. Hashem, it sounds like you're going back on your word. Becholzos Hirchish velohikshe klum. He was silent, didn't say anything. The kind of tmimus rotzen Hashem, right? The inyan, the bechin of tmimus, we find in Perek Yud Zayin in Bereishis of Avram Avinu. B'zchar ze shilei makosh baruch lezaro v'asar nisim nasi levasein mitzrayim v'al hayam. So that zechus, what Avram did for us, that maintains us ad hayom hazeh. V'lo kibel shum tainus mehakat regim. Ma nishtanu elu me'elu, mida k'neged mida b'shvil sh'avram lohayelo shum taina, v'hirhur achri midoisav shel mokom yizborach. That since Avram Avinu didn't speak up, didn't question, so far Hashem says, I'm also going to be silent, not going to listen to when the Malachim want to make a taina on the Bnei Yisrael. So this is a very powerful musar. First of all, you see from here that really, no good deed is ever lost. You know, sometimes we think that, what's the big difference? I cut a few corners here, I'm not so medactic on this. The teretz is that everything is accounted for, everything is remembered, and there is a mida k'neged mida. Now, obviously, there's an amazing level to what Avram Avinu did, but we have to understand that not to ask any kashas. People sometimes, can feel when things are not going the way they think they're supposed to, now it's the time to ask Akasha. So why didn't they ask any Akasha when everything was going gevaldik? Why didn't they ask Akasha, you know, Hashem, I woke up this morning and you know what? My fingernails didn't fly off of my fingertips. It's Akasha, why not? I didn't ask that Akasha now, I shouldn't ask the Akasha, but point is, we have to understand that's what it means to be an Eved Ne'eman. That's the inyan of Tamimus. We're mechazik ourselves in our Amunah and especially in our Bitochum. During this difficult time, when we all feel a little bit like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in a cave, not going to the outside world. Maybe we sneak out now and then to get like a gallon of milk or something like that. But Ruba Kakulo, the majority of our time, we're in our caves with our families, which is a wonderful thing. But the idea is that now's not a time to ask any kashas. Now's the time to mechazik ourselves with emuna and especially with bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They tell a story about the Ben Ish Chai. I heard it this week from Rav Busu Shlita, speaking on Lag BaOmer, and he related that there was a magefa in the time of the Ben Ish Chai, and there was Rishus was given over to the Malach HaMavis to take 5,000 neshamos. But after the magefa passed, it turns out that 15,000 neshamos, 15,000 people had passed away. So they said, my high, what happened over here? It wasn't supposed to be such a high number. So he explained, no, 5,000 were actually from the magefa. An additional 10,000 people died out of the fear, out of unnecessary panic, out of unnecessary worrying. Now is not the time for worrying. Now is not the time for that. We have to be mechazik ourselves, and we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. And it's a little bit comforting, because this is a time period where 7 billion people in the world, no one has the chutzpah to get up and say, I know what's coming next. The amount of hachna that this has brought into the world, the amount of humility, and even the experts should be experts, the geniuses should be geniuses, have to hold up their hands and say, ich weiß nicht. I don't know. I can't tell you. I think. But at the end of the day, we're all reminded, and it's a good reminder, it's a necessary reminder, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the show. You can't ask for anything better than that. Hashem, who's merciful, who's kind, who's tov u'meitiv, is only doing what's good for us. Halavai, we should see the revealed tov. We should see the geula shleim of imhei rabbi amenu. And the way that we're mechazik ourselves, it says, with the yud gimel midos of emuna, that we believe in Mashiach, and we're davening every day. But we can't have people getting up there on a soapbox and telling us, oh, this is this nevuah and this is that nevuah. We don't know. No, nobody knows, and that's a healthy thing to say that nobody knows. But the ikar is to do what's our daily avoda, to wake up in the morning, to daven with kavanah, to do mitzvos, to perform acts of chesed, and to with shleimus. That's what it means. B'tamimus, tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. The way Rashi learns, tamim tiyeh. If we're tamim, kama, im Hashem Elokecha. Then we'll be with Hashem. And that's the best advice that we could possibly hope for.